You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Last Sunday, the Pike Lake Firefighters had their annual fun day. We spoke with Ed Clemens, who is president of Firefighters Incorporated and the assistant chief for the Pike Lake Fire Department, about the event.
Are you raising money for anything in specific, or is it just general costs?
Well, we're always raising money, and currently, in fact, this is our chief, Les Nordrum. Currently, we're looking to replace our 30-year-old engine, and hopefully 2026, 2027, we'll get a new engine in.
30 years. That thing's older than I am.
Thanks for that. We recently bought a mini pumper, and that was paid for through our equipment fund and our fundraising. If you also saw out on the driveway is our rural rescue vehicle.
I did see that.
And that's important because it makes it easier to go into the woods if there's anybody injured in there, ATV, UTV, hunters, and it's climate controlled so we can get them warm or cool right away.
Tomorrow, Wednesday, September 3rd, that's right, it is September already, you're invited out to Christ the Servant Lutheran Church on Highway 13 for the Farmer's Market, taking place from 2 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. There you'll find a variety of things, including raspberries, melons, corn, cucumbers, kale, Swiss chard, kohlrabis, a variety of herbs fresh and dried, and a variety of other vegetables. Eggs will also be available alongside an assortment of jellies, jams, pickles, and salsa. There's also going to be locally produced maple syrup and honey. There will be a limited amount of freeze-dried fruits, apples, and granola as well at the market. That's just a small snippet of what's available at the farmer's market, so you're encouraged to stop by between 2 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. to check out the full stock and meet some of the people that grow your food. Remember, there are only 7 weeks left for the market. October 15th is the last day. The time is now to enjoy locally grown produce. Most vendors accept Quest cards, EBT, WIC, and senior market coupons. The Park Falls Farmers Market LLC is also a member of the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce, and therefore they do accept chamber bucks. This year they have partnered with Aspirus as well to participate in their fruit and vegetable prescription program. Remember, anything sold at the market must be or is grown or processed in Price County or the neighboring counties of Taylor, Sawyer, Ashland, Oneida Vilas, or Iron. Eat healthy, shop local, and meet the people who produce your food. All at the Park Falls Farmers Market, taking place at Christ the Servant Lutheran Church, off of Highway 13, tomorrow, Wednesday, September 3rd, from 2 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. A retired Appleton business owner takes on the 8th Congressional District as a Democratic candidate, Lisa Hale reports.
Mark Scheffler pledges to run a different kind of campaign, free from corporate PAC money, special interest influence, and party machine funding.
Politicians talk all the time about representing everybody. You can't represent everybody if you're under the thumb of your political party or if you're under the thumb of someone who has contributed millions of dollars to your congressional campaign.
Scheffler's not the only Democrat running in the 8th Congressional District. Rick Crossan, a former Green Bay Area Public School District board member, also announced his campaign. The winner of the Democratic primary in August of 2026 will face incumbent Tony Weed. However, Scheffler says he's not running against anyone or anything.
I'm not running against Rick Cross. I'm not running against Tony Weed. Those politics have to end. I'm running for the seat. And if I'm called by the people of the 8th Congressional District, I'll answer that call.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
If you plan to be out and enjoying this time outdoors, the Wisconsin Department of Health Services would please like you to make sure to do a tick check after walking in high grass and heavily wooded areas. As I'm sure you all know, ticks are small and they do live in grasses, shrubs, and woods. Checking for them after your outside adventures helps fight the bite. Learn more at dhs.wisconsin.gov. September 10th from 3:45 to 5 p.m., you're invited to kick off the school year with the Fields Public Library as they host a back-to-school movie. There's going to be popcorn available and school students can ride the bus over to the library. Be sure to make an arrangement with the school. This is recommended for ages 7 to 18. Anyone under 7 will need supervision. For movie title and other information, you can call the front desk of the library at 715-339-2868. Once again, this is taking place September 10th from 3:45 to 5 p.m. over at the Fields Public Library. As students start school this year, 17 states and the District of Columbia are imposing new cell phone restrictions. Joanne Krulitz reports.
In total, 35 states have passed laws or rules to limit student phone use in schools. Florida was the first state to pass a law limiting phones in classrooms in 2023, but the movement has spread rapidly. A few more states could still act this year. The push has been supported by Republicans and Democrats due to concerns about phones affecting mental health and learning. States have increasingly enacted full-day bans, also called bell-to-bell bans, although Georgia and Florida are only requiring such bell-to-bell bans for students in kindergarten through eighth grade. Another seven states are banning the use of devices during class time, but not between classes or during lunch periods. In some cases, those laws don't take effect until next year, but districts are acting before the 2025-26 school year starts. Other states, particularly those with traditions of local school control, are mandating only that schools adopt some kind of cell phone policy. But in many cases, school districts in those states are also moving to restrict or ban cell phone use, even though the state does not require action.
I'm Austin Brumaine. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Murph gets ejected. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers have the night off. Game two of their three-game series is tomorrow night at AmFam Field against the Phillies. The Brewers losing yesterday 10-8 to Philadelphia. Manager Pat Murphy ejected from the game after first base umpire Jim Wolf's controversial call on a Phillies batter that put him on base with a walk instead of a called strike three.
You know, umpires have a hard job. What I don't like is when they're definitive that they got it right, and then I see what I see after the game, and you can see the barrels out in front of his front leg. Tell me how the barrel can be in front of his front leg at any moment and it not be a swing.
An MRI for Brewers pitcher Shelby Miller, who says he felt something pop in his elbow. He exited the game in the eighth inning. NFL, Packers holding practice and newly acquired Micah Parsons there wearing his number one jersey.
Just kind of like relentless when he's rushing. Crazy good first step, just good lateral movement. He's just like a freak athlete. Like we could, I feel like personally we could do a lot of stuff with him.
That's Packers left tackle Rashid Walker with sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Conrad Krieger. New names join the cast of Star Wars Starfighter just before production begins. New cast includes Amy Adams and 14-year-old actor Flynn Gray. Star Wars Starfighter is a standalone film not connected to previous Star Wars movies, but according to The Hollywood Reporter, there is of course Star Wars timeline that must be followed, and the Starfighter takes place approximately 5 years after the events of 2019 Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker. The film will be directed by Sean Levy and stars Ryan Gosling. The film is supposed to be released sometime in 2027. The Smashing Machine is a smash hit, according to Rotten Tomatoes, with a 93% critics rating. Dwayne Johnson takes a serious turn as UFC fighter Mark Kerr, which had its world premiere Monday at the Venice Film Festival. According to IndieWire, The Rock said that The Smashing Machine wouldn't have happened without his best friend, Emily Blunt. From the beginning, from the time we worked on Jungle Cruise, together she really encouraged and believed in me. The Smashing Machine opens in theaters October 3rd. The Labor Day box office was a little different than last week's, with Weapons reclaiming its number one spot after K-pop Demon Hunter took it over. Weapons with $12.8 million over the four-day holiday. So far, the horror film has earned $135 million domestically and $235 million globally. In second place, the 50th anniversary of Steven Spielberg's classic Jaws collected $9.9 million after Universal re-released it in about 3,000 theaters. Its domestic haul now stands at $283.6 million. Caught Stealing, a crime thriller from Darren Aronofsky that stars Austin Butler and Zoe Kravitz, came in third with $9.6 million over the holiday weekend. The weekend's new other release is Searchlight's satire, The Roses, an estimated $8 million. The Roses stars Benedict Cumberbatch, Kate McKinnon, Andy Samberg, and Olivia Colman. Are you looking for a TV show to hold you over until the NFL season? Well, here is a con pick. It's not quite The White Lotus, but it does have some similarities. I'm talking about the Peacock original, The Resort, with William Harper, Kristen Melody, and Nick Offerman. This show is about an anniversary trip that puts a marriage to the test when they find themselves in Yucatan's unsolved mysteries. I really enjoyed the series, and it only has one season with 8 episodes and a finale that'll make your jaw drop. The Resort has great critical praise with an 88% on Rotten Tomato and 7.3 on IMDb. Check it out on Peacock. It is football season starting on Thursday, so you know what that means. Finding the platform that has the game you would like to watch. Don't worry, Packer fans, we are on CBS at 3:25 on Sunday. But Thursday game, which is Dallas versus Philadelphia, is on Peacock and NBC. And Kansas City's matchup against Los Angeles on Friday will be available to stream on YouTube and NFL Plus. If you want to see where the rest of the games are, go to ESPN. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sunshine early on today with scattered thunderstorms possible this afternoon. Our high right around 74 today. Tonight, thunderstorms likely. We're going to drop into the upper 40s to 50s. And then tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms and quite a bit cooler with a high right around 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.